From Hobart, Australia, DX Extra. Welcome to the DX Extra, the extra thing you need to digest your shortwave news. It's show number 4. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Rob Wise from Hobart Radio International with you in Hobart, Tasmania, Australia. Our special show on the future of radio proved to be very popular, boosting our listener numbers to over 800. I hope all enjoyed it. It is the new season for shortwave schedules. We welcome the A08 broadcasting season with nearly every station changing frequencies. Please visit websites for stations you listen to get their new frequencies. Hobart Radio International has links to many shortwave English stations. www.hriradio.org/shortwave.htm. It would take hours to read out all the new schedules, but we will cover some. VOA changes frequency for evening, Bengali and Hindi service. In order to preserve continuity between winter and summer schedule, VOA changes frequency for their evening Bengali and Hindi service effective the 4th of April 2008, 1600 to 1700 hours Hindi on 7430 used also in BO7, now replaces 7260. 1600 to 1700 hours Bengali on 7260, used 7280 in BO7, now replaces 7430. Alok Dasgupta via www.dxasia.info from the DXLD Digest. Frequency change for VOA in French via Bonnière, April 7th, 2008. With immediate effect, the frequency of the VOA French broadcast to West Africa at 1830 to 2030 UTC via the RNW Bonnière relay has now been changed from 17895 to 17550. Media Network Weblog. Kindest regards from MD Azuzal Alam Alamin in Bangladesh via the HCDX Digest. 808 schedule from IRRS Shortwave and European Gospel Radio, operated by Nexus IBA Milan, Italy. 7290 from 1800 to 2000 UTC on Friday, Saturday and Sundays to Europe, the Middle East and Africa. 9510 from 930 to 1200 UTC on Sundays to Europe, the Middle East and North Africa. And 9825 from 1500 to 1800 UTC daily to Africa. Here are the main changes for the A08 season. 1. To allow clearer reception on our target area, there will be a 5 kHz frequency shift from 7285 to 7290, effective April 4th. For our evening broadcasts, 2 hours on Saturday evening have also been added on 7290 to complement our Friday and Sunday broadcasts on weekends between 1800 to 20 UTC. 2. The antenna type and direction for all broadcasts on 7290 has been changed to allow better coverage of the Middle East and the whole of Africa. Europe will be covered through the back and sides of the directional antenna. 3. broadcast on 9510 on Sundays will still use an antenna favoring reception to Europe, North Africa, and the Near Middle East. DX reception, however, may also be possible outside the above-mentioned targets. Nexus IBA and its members, broadcasters, welcome all reception reports and, above all, comments on programs heard. Emails and letters received at Nexus IBA HQ will be forwarded to the original program producer, who may reply with a letter or QSL of their own. Please address your correspondence to IRRS Shortwave, P.O. Box 10980, with an area code of 20110, Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O, Italy. Again, P.O. Box 10980, area code 20110, Milano, Italy, or by email at reports@nexus.org, or to the addresses that you hear on the air. Our programs may also be heard online via streaming audio 77 and 2424 at http://mp3.nexus.org. Frequency and program schedules, as well as last-minute changes, are available at www.nexus.org/nexus-iba/schedules. Stay tuned. 73 Ron Norton, Nexus International Broadcasting Association. And that was via the ODXA Digest. EWTN has new frequency changes I found via their website, ewtn.org. From 00 to 0600, 11520. From 06 to 0800, 7570. From 08 to 1100, 9355. 1100 to 1400, 11560. 1400 to 1900, 15855, 1900 to 2200, 17595, and 22 to 0000, 15665. They also have upped their transmitter power to help get better reception to India, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and that does include Australia and New Zealand. By Doug Melgren, Oslo, Norway. China has intensified its jamming of a Tibetan exile radio network's news broadcast into Tibet during a crackdown on anti-government protests there, the network charged Wednesday. The Chinese use radio stations inside Tibet to block the shortwave frequency used by the Voice of Tibet, says Austin Alm, a Norwegian who runs the non-profit foundation's business office in Oslo. The jamming signals contain music, drumming, and noise. Most of the Voice of Tibet's 13 staff members work at its main editorial office in Dharamsala, India, with Alm handling administration and funding in Oslo. The network started broadcasting in 1996 and has daily evening newscasts about Tibet in Tibetan and Mandarin Chinese. The station says its mission is to provide a channel for unbiased information and news to the Tibetans living under Chinese oppression in Tibet. Alm said the Chinese government started jamming its broadcasts almost as soon as they began, but now is using two or three signals instead of one to make sure that the signal can't be heard. They have been stepping it up in connection with the demonstrations, Alm told the Associated Press. There has been enormous focus on journalists not getting free access to Tibet. The other side of the coin is that information from the outside is not getting into Tibet. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in Beijing had no immediate comment. Tibetans have been protesting and rioting in Tibet and nearby provinces in the longest challenge to China's rule in the Himalayan region since 1989. The crackdown by Chinese authorities has focused international attention on the country's human rights record in its run-up to the Beijing Games in August. And that is from Zacharias Lingas from Thessaloniki, Greece, from the HCDX Digest. The sailing cruise vessel Le Portant, callsign FGZZ, has been boarded off Somalia. Not terribly large, it carries about 70 passengers and a crew of 30. It is partly wind-powered. There were no passengers on board, but since it is a French ship and there are French citizens on board, you can expect that if negotiations fail, an armed boarding may follow. Might be interesting to monitor maritime channels for a while. A reply from Tom Stewart, Frontex USA, says they've been having problems with pirates off the coast of Somalia for some time now. I copied a navigational warning a while back that insinuated that there were a lot of problems with pirates there. One such tactic used was to issue false distress signals and attack any ships coming to the rescue. Attacks on vessels were made by men armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. It was also suggested that many vessels stay at least 200 nautical miles from shore. That was from the UDXF Digest. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has formally complained to China's ambassador to Canada about the continued blocking of the broadcaster's websites in China. CBC President Hubert T. Lacrosse outlined his concerns in a letter to Ambassador Luo Shimin on Friday. Access in China to CBC's French-language website Radio-Canada, radio-canada.ca, rather, has been blocked for 6 months, while access to the English site, cbc.ca, has been cut off since January, Lacrosse said. I am writing to request that you make formal and immediate inquiries as to why the sites have been blocked, and that you take steps to ensure that this policy is reversed, Lacrosse said in the letter. He quoted Chinese President Wang Jiabao, who last year said China's government would provide services of an Olympic standard to athletes, officials, spectators, and the media in order to facilitate their participation and enjoyment of the Games. CBC is the official Canadian broadcaster of the 2008 Summer Games, which begin in Beijing in early August. Canada and China's relationship depends on the ability to communicate, Lacrosse said. Blocking access to our websites is inconsistent with that history and with China's growing place on the world stage, he wrote. I would appreciate that your personal commitment to resolving this problem as quickly as possible and ensuring that access to our programming is restored expeditiously. CBC News publisher John Cruickshank said restricting the broadcaster's website is a violation of basic principles of free media and free press. It restricts the rights of all Canadians living in China. It restricts the rights of Chinese to get Canadian news and culture, says Cruickshank. That was from CBC News. This next article is from the Radio Netherlands Media Network blog. A Japanese group investigating missing Japanese believed to have been abducted by North Korea say on Wednesday, the 31st of May, it will change its radio frequency so as to prevent North Korea from jamming it. The group, known as the Investigative Commission on Missing Japanese Probably Related to North Korea, broadcast the program Shiokaze twice a day on shortwave radio through a British company. It can be heard in North Korea as well as in areas near the North Korean border in China and in the northern part of South Korea. The group says the program, which began 30th of October last year, is aimed at rescuing the missing Japanese nationals by broadcasting information about them as well as messages from their families and relatives in Japan. but unidentified radio waves have been jamming broadcasts since the beginning of May when they were aired in Korean, the group said. The broadcast, including those aired in Japanese, has become totally inaudible since the 22nd of May, it said, adding Korean broadcasts have been blocked from being understood by North Koreans. The group said it will give different radio frequencies to the program. The Japanese government has officially recognized 16 Japanese as having been abducted by North Korea, but the group believes that as many as 100 to 200 others has also been taken by the North. And if this news was not enough, we recommend The World of Radio by Glenn Horser, the website www.worldofradio.com, and also DXing with Kumbre, www.kumbredx.org, and Kumbre is spelled C-U-M-B-R-E. DX Extra is being relayed by Spider Radio Greece, Sundays on 6925 Upper Side Band and World FM 88.5 FM in Tawa, Wellington, New Zealand, worldfm.co.nz. And the details are on the website. Kia ora, everyone. Until next time, remember, shortwave radio is still full of mysteries. Keep tuning and keep reporting. Take care and stay safe.
From around the globe, we search high and low on the seven seas for the latest shortwave news and bring it to you every fortnight.
The DX Extra completes your digest of shortwave radio news. It's free and available right now at www.hriradio.org. Then click on DX Extra. And remember, you can always email us at dx@hriradio.org.
Who can say where the road goes?